Have you ever opened up a door and saw a surprise? Have you ever opened up a drawer and said, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I had this? I'm telling you what, sometimes musically that happens, and you get so excited and you get so happy. And then you get a chance to visit with that person and you find out, wow, they're as fabulous as what the music that they play is. And one of the great things about having our friendship with our great Litchfield former resident Robbie Robinson is the people that he gets to introduce us to. And one of those people, amongst so many, is a young lady named Sarah Nimitz. Now, if you've never heard of Sarah, you have to realize this girl, from the time she was probably old enough to talk, was singing. So it should not be a surprise that she is as talented as she is at this particular point. But Sarah is standing by and ready to visit with us right now. Sarah, thanks for coming on. Thanks for visiting with me and our listeners here at WSMI Radio. And it is a pleasure to have you here.
It's so nice to be here, John. Thank you for having me. And hello to all of your listeners.
Well, it's when Robbie first started doing his Jam and Javas, and he started putting them up on Facebook and on YouTube, there were so many people that were involved in the music scene in L.A. that we got to know, because so many people back here watch that particular broadcast on YouTube or on Facebook every Monday night. And when baseball season finally got underway and you started collaborating with him on the baseball songs, it was just amazing. And then come to find out, you were so much more than Take Me Out to the Ball Game and center field. And then I find out through a little more digging that you were involved with Postmodern Jukebox, and I look at some of those videos, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is an incredible talent. And then, I'm telling your story, then I find out that at 7 years old, you're on stage with B.J. Thomas and the Grand Ole Opry. So, okay, now it's your turn. Let's hear the story of Sarah Nimitz, and how did all this get started?
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you. That was an amazing intro. And like you said, Robbie Robinson is just such a great guy, great musician, great friend. And I'm really glad that he connected us. But, the story of Sarah, I'm from Northern Illinois, and I grew up in a family that just really loved music. My dad played in rock bands in Chicago, and my mom plays accordion and sang in the church. So there was just always a lot of music around. And my first big, big musical experience was when my parents took me to a B.J. Thomas concert. And I knew his music. At this age, I was 4. So I was sitting in the audience just singing along, and he saw this kid singing and invited me up on the stage. And that was my first time being on a stage, and I was just hooked, and I knew this was what I wanted to do.
I would think so.
So you did that with
BJ, and then obviously you didn't do nothing till the next time you sang with BJ. What transpired to keep you on this road to this musical life that you've chosen?
I got started in singing lessons and acting lessons pretty young. And it was this program where you took classes, and then it culminated in a trip to Hollywood. And I took my classes, came to Hollywood at 7, and ended up getting an agent while I was out here. So then my mom and dad and I moved out here to California, and then ended up doing some time on Broadway after that at about 10. And yeah, the music has just been my life for as long as I can remember.
Now, we also know that you have a new album out, which debuted pretty darn high on the Billboard album chart, as a matter of fact. How did you get, and I want to play, if you don't mind, I want to play one of your songs from that album here in just a moment. But tell me how your relation, how, if you don't mind, how did your relationship with Snuffy Walden come about? Because that's some high-powered talent there as well.
Oh, yeah. Snuffy is amazing. Snuffy has been my mentor for the last, oh, boy, about 11 years now. And I was doing a guest starring role on a show called Providence back in the early 2000s. And Snuffy was the composer for it. And there was a small singing role in that episode. So I went into his studio and recorded it. And we got to meet really briefly. And I just remembered it being a really great experience. And then fast forward about 7 years, I was at home watching that show Friday Night Lights. And Snuffy was also the composer for that. And I saw his name on the credits, and I went, oh, wow, I should reach out to him. So I sent Snuffy an email, and thank goodness his email hadn't changed. And I sent him what I'd been up to. I think I was singing a Christmas song in my high school Christmas concert, and I sent him a video, and we reconnected. And we've released 4 albums over the last 10 years, and this new one, 2020, is a live album that was recorded right before the whole country shut down with COVID.
Mm. The 2020, the 2020. How did you come about the title? And tell me about some of the songs in it.
If I had to pick an album title now, I definitely wouldn't pick 2020. I mean, my goodness, this year. But I wanted to name something after this year, 2020, which we thought would be so amazing when I picked the title in 2019. So it's, you know, I didn't have 2020 vision, that's for sure. But yeah, it's a collection of some of our favorite songs that we've been performing live.
Tell me, how does somebody get the album?
The album is available on my website. It's SARANIEMIETZ.com.
Okay. And also, I guess you can get it on iTunes as well?
That's right. It's also on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon, anywhere you get your online music.
All right. That sounds absolutely terrific. And the name of the album is 2020, and it is... It's a better 2020 than what's on the calendar, I have to say.
Thanks. Music helps us.
Oh, it sure does. Tell me, Sarah, a little bit. Before I want to get into your relationship with Robbie and how that all came about. But I also want to ask first, tell me about Postmodern Jukebox, because that is a group that has just, you know, it's just taken so many songs and made them so jazzy and smooth and so cool that maybe weren't even designed to be that way, but they are. And tell me how you got involved with them.
It was really fun the way that came about. So Postmodern Jukebox started going viral, I guess, maybe around 2014, 2015, and I just really loved their videos that I saw online. I watched that early version of All About That Bass, where they started it on upright bass and then made it kind of a swing tune with beautiful harmonies. And at that time, they were still pretty new. So I looked around online, and I found Scott Bradley's email. And Scott Bradley is the creator of Postmodern Jukebox. And I found his email, and I just sent him a cold call email, and I said, you don't know me, but I am a big fan of what you guys are doing. And I sent him a video, and I guess he liked what he heard, and we met up once to kind of work on an arrangement together, because he lives not too far from me. And then they took me on one of their tours, and now 7 tours later, 43 countries later, it's been so much fun with them.
Oh, I must say, I've watched a lot of them with you and without you, but one of the things that I just watched recently, today in fact, that I had not seen before was the version of Hey Ya from, the Outkast song. And what they were able to do with that, and what you were able to do with that from what it was originally, it was just amazing. You turned it almost into quite a song, for sure.
Oh, thanks. That's been so much fun. I mean, I loved the song when it came out. It was actually my my sixth grade graduation song, Hey Ya. So I was pretty familiar with it, but I love the arrangement Scott did, and that one has been so much fun to play live because there's such a chance for the audience to really interact and sing it along with you.
And you can see it on YouTube if you're not familiar with the song. If you'd like to see it, just search Postmodern Jukebox on YouTube and type in Hey Ya, and you'll see Sarah up front and center there. I want to talk about your relationship with Robbie, but I want to take a short break. Give me about 2 minutes, and we'll be back, and we'll visit with you and how you got connected with Robbie Robinson, okay?
Great. I'm going to go make the coffee.
Back with Sarah Nemitz, sarahnemitz.com, sarahnemietz.com, and you can get her new album, 2020, also on iTunes and Apple Music, all the good stuff, and it is good, no question about it. Sarah, you have done several collaborations with our good friend Robbie Robinson. We all know that Robbie is a big baseball fan, a big Dodger fan. He is obviously in seventh heaven right now. How did your baseball songs with Robbie come about, and how did you get associated with him?
I met Robbie through, some of your listeners might know about his Jam for Jesus concert that he does at Christmas time every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him through my church there, and I've been a part of Jam for Jesus for the last 7-8 years, I'd say. So we met through one of the ministries there. I think we were singing at a retirement home, and we met there. And, of course, I was in awe of his musicianship and just what a nice guy he was. And, you know, during lockdown, like everybody, we're kind of left with more time on our hands, and we're all looking for ways to be creative while we're staying at home. And Robbie invited me to be a part of his Jam in Java, and it kind of all grew from there. We ended up doing about 4 different baseball songs. I'm a big Cubs fan, but you know, we're still friends. And we've been working remotely, him at his studio and me here at mine, and thank goodness for technology.
Isn't it amazing what you're able to do being able to do your part from your studio and him to do his part and put it all together and make it sound as good as it does?
It's really incredible. I'm so grateful for, you know, there's some ways that technology can be a bad thing, but there are so many ways it brings us together, and I just love that.
Oh, that is true. Now, of course, you did, as I recall, first, when he was first started doing his baseball shows, it was Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and what a lovely mm-hmm. version of that song that was. Then, of course, Center Field, which you just knocked that John Fogerty song out of the park. And
no pun intended.
Not at all. And then, my goodness, when you did just recently as being part of the Ray and Steve show there in New York, where you did the visit with Tony Orlando and paid homage to him, I thought that was incredible.
Oh, that was so much fun. And that actually stemmed originally from a Jam in Java. Robbie was doing a Tony Orlando episode, and he had an interview with him, and he reached out to me and said, "Hey, do you want to do a Tony song?" And I said, "Well, my favorite song of his is definitely Knock 3 Times." So we did a version of that with Gahate, a percussionist buddy.
Oh, and you know, it's so amazing because obviously the premise of Knock Three Times is a lonely guy at an apartment below what is hopefully a lonely girl, you know, right up above, mm-hmm. and talking about sending a message and knocking. And here you come on and rework it, and you're the girl up above talking to the guy down below. And that's just amazing. So we're going to play that here. We're going to play that here in a minute. But again, the video, and it, I must tell people, is really important to check you out and watch some of the videos, especially what Robbie's been able to do, because just the concept of making these videos so beautiful and so much fun to watch along with the music, they really complement each other. And this particular one is terrific. And Robbie has, I don't know how he's doing it and what software he's using, but it's just amazing how visually fun they are to watch.
I can tell you about that. I edited it with Final Cut Pro, so I've become pretty obsessed with green screen here in lockdown. Oh. So it was all green screen magic.
Final Cut Pro. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's Final Cut Pro. Yeah.
So have you been? You did that one? Did you do the ones from the baseball ones too? Then.
I did, yeah. We've kind of gotten a system going. Robbie will send me footage of him playing, and I'll shoot footage on myself, and then just edit it together here at home, and get us on a field, you know, or in a tenement building, you know, anything.
That's
alone
incredible.
In our
house. The song, Knock Three Times, your version. Here it comes. Enjoy it, and to our listeners, I also say enjoy it. This is Sarah Nimitz and her version of Knock Three Times. I believe it when I hear it.
Wait a minute. If you want.
Oh, I know what I did. I know. You have to pardon me. I consider myself technically advanced. Except when I'm not. So, let's see. Well, I cannot tell you why I'm not getting it, and I thought I would have it, but I'm not. So,
it's Halloween coming up. It's an early trick.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Maybe I do need you to say. Well, I'll try and get that figured out, and we'll come back to that. Let's talk if we can for a minute, and I apologize for that. I thought I had everything all set, but evidently I didn't.
That's always how it goes, yeah.
Tell me a little bit, if you would, about what the future holds for you or what the plan is. I know we can't necessarily see it, but I know we have a plan. This album, more touring with Postmodern Jukebox. What's in the offing for Sarah Nimitz?
You know, it's like you said, you make plans and then you have to kind of adapt them. So originally, this album, 2020, was to come out in April, but, you know, everything was too intense with COVID, so we pushed it. I was supposed to be touring in Europe for this album in the spring and then in the fall, but we just had to cancel all of that. So I'm really hoping to get out and tour as soon as that's possible. But in the meantime, I've been working on a bunch of new music, writing a bunch of new material. So you can't ever stop. You just got to keep creating. But right now,
that you do.
We're doing digital shows, and we're planning a Christmas show that we're going to stream and play some of the stuff from the album.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And, well, I'm just not going to be able to do it like I thought. I'm sorry for that. But we'll work out. I'll be playing it eventually for our listeners, if not today. Let's also talk for a minute just about the things that you have done, talk about the B.J. Thomas thing just a little bit. Do you still, is there a collaboration with him in the works, or do you still have an association with him at all?
We still definitely have an association. We'll send each other texts from time to time, you know, or send different music back and forth. He's been such an influence for me, and it's really his fault. I'm here doing all of this music stuff. So, it was really cool because we first performed together when I was 4, and then about 17 years later, he was working on a brand new album, and it was revisiting all of his greatest hits. So he invited me to come back and sing Hooked on a Feeling with him again. And we went to Nashville and recorded that in the studio together, and then got to play at the Grand Ole Opry together with that song, which was just such a dream come true. So he's a good friend, and I hope we'll get to make music again when all this settles down.
Well, I hope so, too. I know. touring, like you guys have done the, when you have done the tours with Postmodern Jukebox, you say 40-some mm-hmm. countries you guys have visited?
Yeah, I counted it the other day. We've been to 43 countries together, and it's pretty incredible. The longest tour I did with Postmodern Jukebox was a 4-month tour a couple years ago, and we started in Key West and then flew to Russia, and then we ended our tour. We went to Dubai, we went all over Europe, and then I think our last show was in Greece. So we kind of go all over the place. We've been in South America, in Australia. And I love traveling, and I love making music. So I can't tell you how much fun it is to just meet new people around the world and eat all the food and get to do what I love. I feel so lucky.
Oh, I can imagine. So, and it has been a terrific visual thing just to watch all of those videos too, and seeing you up there, Sarah. I am going to ask you one final time before I wrap up here. Tell me, if you would, again, how to get 2020, and just make sure that we can get a hold of that album and enjoy it, because it is just fabulous. What's the opportunities again?
Great. So if you even just Google my name in 2020, you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Spotify, anywhere you listen to music. And then we also have hard copies and vinyl and a DVD. So that's all available on my website, which is sarahnimitz.com.
That sounds terrific. Sarah, good luck. Enjoy the rest of this year, your Halloween weekend, and keep
Thank
on making that music that we can all love, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a great afternoon, Sarah. And again, this will be up on our website, WSMIRadio.com. If you have friends who you think would like to hear this, you can check that out on WSMIRadio.com. It should be up by Monday or Tuesday. Okay? Thanks,
great.
Sarah.
I'll be sharing it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon.